It is a nice Monday afternoon across eastern New York and western New England. The weather today, fairly fitting for springtime. Clouds were a bit slow to break up in spots earlier in the day, but finally, the sunshine won out, and we are looking at mainly clear weather across the area as we head through the late afternoon and early evening hours. There are some weather ups and downs coming up over the next couple of days. The weather pattern will be a bit more active this week than last week, and that means we do run the risk of seeing some rain, some thunder, but there's going to be plenty of dry weather as well. It looks like tomorrow will be the most active day out of the next few. We have a front that will come through the area. That brings the chance for some showers, maybe even some heavier thunderstorms. Then that front will sink to the south by Wednesday. We'll see largely dry weather in the Wednesday through Thursday timeframe. In the short term, we'll see clouds begin to increase tonight. There is the chance for a shower or thunderstorm, mainly after midnight. So if you have evening plans, it looks like it will be dry. Maybe the kids have a softball or a baseball game, or maybe soccer, lacrosse, any of those things. The weather should be fine through the late afternoon and early evening hours. You may want to have a light jacket if you're going to be out, especially as we get closer to the time of sunset. That chance for a shower or storm after midnight, maybe a shower first thing tomorrow morning. Then as we go through the day, this cold front will come through, and that's going to trigger some showers, maybe even some heavier thunderstorms as we head through the day tomorrow. Best chance for a gusty, potentially severe thunderstorm will be in a line from about the Mohawk Valley east to the Capital Region, then east to southern Vermont. From that line south, those areas have the best opportunity to see a heavier thunderstorm as we go through the day tomorrow. Be prepared for gusty winds, potentially some hail. Of course, every thunderstorm has thunder and lightning, and there also is the threat for some heavy downpours as these storms come through. So be aware of the weather tomorrow. As we go through the day, some of those storms could be on the heavier side. The front sinks to the south on Wednesday. That should leave mainly dry weather across the area, though there could be a shower well south of Albany. Most of us will have a dry day with the brightest weather to the north, a little bit cloudier as you head farther south, closer to New York City. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight becoming mostly cloudy with a chance of a shower or storm after midnight, lows in the 50s to around 60. Tomorrow mostly cloudy with a chance of showers or a thunderstorm, highs in the 60s and 70s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight becoming mostly cloudy, chance of a shower or storm after midnight, lows in the 50s to near 60. Tomorrow mostly cloudy with showers and storms likely, highs in the 60s and 70s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight becoming mostly cloudy, chance of a shower or storm after midnight, low 55 to 60. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, with showers and thunderstorms likely, humid, highs in the 70s to around 80. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight becoming mostly cloudy, chance of a shower or thunderstorm after midnight, low 55 to 60. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, showers and thunderstorms likely, humid, with highs in the 70s. Region-wide on Wednesday, variably cloudy, a chance of showers well south, high near 70. On Thursday, partly sunny, again the chance of showers well south, with highs largely in the 70s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.